भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 85 टेक्स्ट 50। इतः एतान् प्रणेष्यामः मातृ शोक अपनुत्तये ततः शापाद् विनिर्मुक्ता लोकम् यास्यन्ति विज्वरा। इत्येतान् प्रणेष्याम मातृशोकानुपत्तये ततशापादिनिर्मुक्ता लोकं यास्यन्ति विज्वराः। इत्येतान् प्रणेष्याम मातृशोकानुपत्तये ततशापाद्विनिर्मुक्ता लोकं यास्यन्ति विज्वराः। इत्येतान् प्रणेष्यामो मातृशोकानुपत्तये ततशापाद्विनिर्मुक्ता लोकां यास्यन्ति विज्वराः। माता जी इतः फ्रॉम हियर एतान देम प्रणेश्यामः वी विश टू टेक मातृ ऑफ देयर मदर शोक द लैमेंटेशन अपनुत्तये इन ऑर्डर टू डिस्पेल ततः देन शापाद फ्रॉम देयर कर्स विनिर्मुक्ता फ्रीड लोकम टू देर ओन प्लैनेट यास्यंती दे विल गो विज्वराह रिलीव्ड ऑफ देयर फीवरिश कंडीशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन वी विश टू टेक देम फ्रॉम दिस प्लेस टू डिस्पेल देयर मदर्स सॉरो देन released from their curse and free from all suffering, they will return to their home in heaven. Purport. As pointed out by Srila Prabhupada in his purports to chapter 2, text 5 and 8 of this canto, Marichi's sons were condemned for their offense against Lord Brahma. And in addition, Hiranyakashipu once cursed them to be killed by their own father in a future life. This curse was fulfilled by Vasudeva's letting Kamsa murder them one by one. Hare Krishna. So I would like to thank the authorities for having given me this service, and also I would like to seek blessings of all Vaishnavas, especially His Holiness Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Swami Maharaj. Lord Kapiladeva tells to Devadu Dehuti, Satam Prasangad Mama Virya Samvido Bhavanti Rutkarana Rasayana Katha Tad Joshanadvasu Apavargavartmani Shraddharatir Bhakti Ranukramashuti. That means, in the association of devotees, when we come together, what happens there? Krishna Katha. Mama Virya Samvido. That means Krishna's wonderful activities are discussed. And they are very pleasing to the ear. So, Rasayana Katha. Those pastimes are very pleasing to the heart and mind. And when we hear them, Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishuti. Step by step, one attains Shraddha and attraction to the lotus feet of the Lord, and then the bhakti, the love of God, is attained. So that is the glory of hearing this wonderful activities of the Lord. So here in this episode we see that Devaki's sons were dead, all six of them, one after another, and right at their birth. And she just tolerated it. And apart from that, also she lost her dear sons, Lord Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna leaves for Vrindavan, Mathura, from Mathura to Vrindavan. And there he stays at around 10.5 years. And again he comes to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and then he goes to Dwaraka. And that means almost 100 years have passed. At this point of time, Devaki is remembering because she had heard about Lord Krishna delivering his spiritual master son Sandipani Muni. So therefore, she is thinking that, is it possible for me to also get my sons back? Just like Sandipani Muni got his sons back. So after 100 years, more than 100 years, she is requesting their lordships Krishna Balaram to, is it possible to get my sons back? Because you got your sons for your spiritual master. So after having heard Mother Devaki's plea, so Krishna has departed for Sutala planet and he has seen Bali Maharaj there. And we have heard from previous speakers what happened and what was the conversation between Bali Maharaj and Lord Krishna and Balaram. And Lord Krishna is telling now in this verse that I will take all of these six sons back to their mother, and there will be reunion, and after that they will go back to their services in heaven. So in contrast to this, we see Gandhari. She had 100 sons and they were killed for the right reasons. They were killed because they are Kali personified, headed by Duryodhana and Dushasan. And when she lost her all 100 sons, she became so frustrated, she became so angry, she went on cursing Lord Krishna himself. Can you imagine what kind of mentality is that? She has the audacity to even curse Lord Krishna. And for what? Losing sons like Dhritarashtra and Dushyodhana. Duryodhana and Dushasana. What good is there in their life? So that is the mentality of a conditioned living entity. He can go up to that point of cursing Lord Krishna. But here we see Mother Devaki, she has lost her son right at their birth. As soon as she gave birth to all of six children, they were killed right in front of her own eyes. And after that she is again departed from her dear sons Krishna and Balaram. And what she did, she would have complained at least to Krishna. Or her husband Vasudev. So she didn't do any of that. She just tolerated. And for what time? For more than 100 years. And now she is requesting, so can you help me to get my sons back? And of course Krishna is very dear to his devotees. He fulfilled his mother's request by getting those sons back to him. So, in the purport, it is said that how sons of Marichi, they laughed at Lord Brahma's activity. So, Marichi is said to be the representation of mind. And in fact, who is Marichi? First of all, Lord Brahma creates four Kumaras. And then after he creates Rudra. And after that he creates 10 sons. And who is the first son he created? Marichi. So Marichi is direct son of Lord Brahma. And these 10 sons of Marichi, they are none other than grandsons of Lord Brahma. And they are laughing at their own grandsons. So therefore they were cursed. And as he represents the mind, so mind has six enemies: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsara. So they represent the sons of Marichi and they have to be killed, and they were killed for good reasons. And then Lord Krishna and Balaram take birth. And that is how also a practicing devotee has to get rid of these six anarthas, which are very deadly. And then Lord Balaram takes birth in the heart. Because he takes birth first because he has to purify the heart. It is contaminated by six anarthas. So first he arrives, he purifies the heart. Then Lord Krishna descends. So therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Apichet sudra charu bhajate mamananyabhak साधुरेव समन्तव्य सम्यक् व्यवसोति व्यवसितो हि सः अपि चेत् सुदुराचारो। आचार इज एक्टिविटी, दुराचार इज वेरी बैड एक्टिविटी। सुदुराचार मीन्स देर इज नो लिमिट टू दैट एक्टिविटी, दैट बैड एक्टिविटी इज सो अबॉमिनेबल, therefore it is called as sudurachara. Krishna says apichet, even if one commits sudurachara, the most abominable activity, then what Krishna says, sadhurema samantava, even if he commits such an activity, but if he is dedicated to my service, then he is considered to be no less than a sadhu. Sadhu is a devotee. That much is the that is how Krishna's is so heart is so much broad, in the sense that he doesn't see, although if there is some fault in his devotee, but still Krishna is so broad hearted that he is willing to call that devotee as sadhu. And he also says that samyak vyavasito isa, immediately he will be reinstated. And the next verse, क्षिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा शश्वच्छन्ति निगच्छति कौन्तेय प्रतिजानिहि नमे भक्त प्रणश्यति। क्षिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा, इमीडिएटली ही विल बिकम अ धर्मात्मा, ग्रेट सोल। कौन्तेय प्रतिजानिहि नमे भक्त प्रणश्यति, एंड इज टेलिंग अर्जुन, यू डिक्लेयर इट बोल्डली अर्जुन दैट माय डिवोटी विल नेवर परिश इवन इफ ही गोज थ्रू दीज डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशंस। सो therefore we also pray to the Lord after we worship the deities, pratignya tava govinda name bhakta pranashati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranan sandharayamyam, because this promise given to Arjuna is so wonderful, that pratignya tava govinda, that Govinda, you have given your promise to your devotee Arjuna that your devotees are never, they will never perish. So remembering this again and again, I am somehow or other sustaining my life, because Krishna has given these blessings and promise to his devotee. So that's our only hope. So therefore, here we see that sons of Marichi, they are laughing at their own grandfather, and for that aparadha, they are cursed to become the sons of Vasudeva, and then killed by their own father in one sense, that is Kamsa. And so therefore they would have just kept quiet, they would have just seen the situation, and it is happening between him and the Lord, so they are not supposed to laugh at such a situation, because he who is Lord Brahma, first of all, he is the first created living entity by the Supreme Lord himself. And what is his lifespan? 311 trillion and 40 billion years. And minimum he will have four heads, that is what he said. Our Brahma, who is managing this universe, has four heads, and is such an intellect, and just by his prowess, of course helped by the Lord, so he creates the entire universe, entire all the living entities in this universe. And that is the credibility of Brahma, that is the position of Brahma. And in this case he is committing an abominable activity, of course, but still they didn't consider any of those previous glorious activities done by Lord Brahma, and they laughed at him, which is of course a great offense. So therefore it is better to mind one's own business instead of commenting on others. And here not only they are commenting, they are laughing, which is of course, they should have never done it. And because for this kind of offense they were cursed. So therefore, of course, Vaishnava is ocean of all good qualities, and Kaviraj Goswami describes all those qualities in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kripalu Akrita Droha Satyasara Sama Nidoshavadanya Mridushuchiya Kinchana Sarvopakara Shanta Krishnaika Sharana Akama Aniha Stira Vijita Shadguna Mithavuka Pramatta Manada Amani Gambhir Karana Maitra Kavidaksha Mauni. So these are the 26 qualities explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. A Vaishnava is supposed to be decorated with all these 26 qualities. What are those? Kripalu, he is very, very merciful to all living entities. Akrita Droha, non-defiant. That means he is very obedient to his superiors. Satyasara, he always speaks truth. Sama, he is equal to all living entities. Nidosha, he is free from any doshas, any inabilities. Vadanya, he is very broad-hearted. Mrudu, he is very soft-hearted. Shuchi, is always very clean. Akinchana, he doesn't possess anything material. Sarvopakara, he is willing to extend himself to all living entities. Shanta, he is very peaceful. Krishnaika Sharana, this is very important. Krishnaika Sharana is, he has taken shelter of the Lord. That is the very important quality of a Vaishnava. Then that is supposed to be the 13th of out of 26. 14th is Akama, he is free from material desires. Aniha, he is free from material acquisitions. Sthira, he is steadfast in his devotional service. Vijita Shadguna, so he is the one who has conquered all six anarthas. That's what Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Matsara. Mitabhuka, eats very simple and limited. Apramatta, he is very sober. Manada, he gives respects to others. Amani, he doesn't expect respect for oneself. Gambhira, he is very grave. Karuna, he is very compassionate. Maitra, he is friend of all living entities. Kavi, is very poetic. Daksha, he is very, very expert in whatever he does. And Mauni, he is very, he is calm. Whenever it is needed to keep quiet, he keeps quiet. He doesn't just speak. So these are the 26 qualities a Vaishnava is supposed to possess. And just across the street, just behind our temple, there's a big skyscraper is going to come up. You must have noticed. So previously there was some building, they demolished it. And now what is happening? They are just digging the ground and making the foundation, creating the foundation. And sound is so huge that nobody can stay in that area. Devotees are saying that it is very difficult to be there in that area, the other corner of the temple. And one may see, oh, nothing is happening here. Where is the chandelier? Where is the light? Where is the fan here? If there is a skyscraper is going to come, where are those things? Just simply they are digging the ground and making the foundation. Yeah, that is very important. Unless there is a foundation, where is the question of building skyscraper? The chandeliers and lights and fans and other things will come later. Similarly, these other 25 qualities, they are just like chandeliers and lights and this and that, furnitures. They will manifest in due course of time, surely. But what is most important, see, just like Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter is considered to be the heart of Bhagavad Gita. And that is right in the center of 18th chapters. Similarly, here 26 qualities, the 13th quality is Krishnaika Sharana. 13th quality is Krishnaika Sharana, that means one should have taken full shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the real quality of Vaishnava. If one is possessing this quality, then that is it. He is supposed to be a Vaishnava, we should consider him as a Vaishnava. and that's it. Other these quantities or qualities may not be manifesting right then and there. That is not possible, because if there's a ground being dug and making, if they are creating foundation, how can you expect to see all other arrangements for a building? Yeah, they will manifest in due course of time, no doubt. So the most important quality of a Vaishnava is that he has given up demigod worship, and he has given up worshipping all these Babas and Gurus and Munis and this and that. And he has understood that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and let me serve him. And if he is serving, and of course, because of living entity, in the beginning stage of devotional service, he may not be, you know, very expert in discharging his devotional service. There will be some faults, and they have to be neglected. They should never be considered. What is the most important quality of any person, any devotee, that he has taken shelter of the Lord? Here, in case of Lord Brahma, he has proved himself that he has taken shelter of the Lord, Supreme Lord, and he has created all these living entities. He has a lifespan, at least our Brahma has a lifespan of 311,040,000,000,000 years. Can we imagine the number? We can't even fathom it. That is the question of understanding it. And that is the lifespan of Brahma. He stays such a long duration of time, and he is, at least in this episode, he creates Lord Shiva, four Kumaras, and even Marichi, and everybody else is created by Lord Brahma. And he does his service for the Lord for such a long period of time. And here the sons of Marichi, they are finding fault with him. They are laughing at him. Certainly it's not at all expected of them. And because they did it, they will reap their, you know, the crops in due course of time. They had to take birth and they were killed. So therefore, there are pug marks in the moon, no doubt. Even a moon has pug marks. But the light emanating from moon doesn't have any pug marks. You must have noticed it. There are so many stains over there. But when it is full moon, other day it was full moon. So when the moon is shed all over the earth, there we don't see any pug marks. Oh, this much area is, you know, black because there is a pug mark there, and therefore that area is not emanating light, and therefore this tract of land is not getting that moonshine. Is it possible? Have you ever seen like that? No, it is not possible. It is not possible like that. So therefore, a cow may be black, and black cow's milk is supposed to be very healthy and tasty. But even the blackest of the cow's milk will be the purest of the white. So therefore, if you want to find faults with others, that is easy. That is very, very easy. It doesn't take any PhD scholar to do that. Even Tom, Dick and Harry can do that. Any Tom, Dick and Harry who is walking on the street can find out fault with others and laugh at them. But it takes a great soul, broad-hearted soul to really look at wonderful quality if one is possessing, and just to broadcast that. So therefore, I met day before one, in fact he is a devotee, nice devotee, and he showed me a photograph of Radha Gopinath ji right in his mobile. And he showed, I looked at the photograph and I very much happy I was, because I was seeing their lordships, because I was away from the temple for a few days. I didn't take darshan of their lordships. Therefore, this person comes to me and showed that photograph. Very happy to see that. And the first thing, what did he say? So, why there are, you know, some black marks on the lotus feet of the Lord? This is what he is trying to tell me. And immediately, you know, I told him, Prabhu, here is Supreme Lord who is manifesting himself. And we see their lordships, how beautiful are they? And they are charming the heart of millions all over the world. And of course, he has also seen them and tasted their Mahaprasad also. But at the same time, there is a tendency to even find fault with the Lord himself. What to speak of living entities? That is possible. I had to tell him that is not the way to, you know, look at the Lord. He has manifested causelessly. So just worship him and accept his service. And similar kind of incident happened some years before. I think it was 2004, I think. In Mayapur, when there was a Panchatattva installation ceremony, I remember standing in front of Panchatattva after the first arati, and I was standing with one devotee who is supposed to be artistic in nature, and he comes up to me and he said that, Prabhu, do you think that this Panchatattva forms are perfect? Is there any anatomical correction is required? He is telling, after they have manifested themselves. Then I had to tell him that, see, we are standing right in front of Panchatattva in the most holiest of all the abodes, Mayapur Dham, and we are seeing these Panchatattva all at once, and all you have to say about their anatomy, isn't it? So then I had to tell him that is not the way, you know. Of course I was not an authority to tell all of these things, but what can I do? I am hearing all these kind of things from this devotee right in front of the Lord, so how can I keep quiet? I had to correct him, my dear bro, this is not the way to speak in front of their lordships. You glorify them. You understand who they are and who you are and what is your position. You are standing in front of them. Instead of glorifying and getting their mercy, you are just condemning, you are just finding fault with the Lord. So this tendency is there. And in contrast to that, I heard so many devotees telling me personally that, Prabhu, you are so fortunate. I said, why? So you are living in Radha Gopina temple. And so what? No, you are also able to serve the deities over there. So how fortunate are you that you are able to see right in front of the Mangalarati and attend and worship them and taste their Mahaprasad, hear their glories right in sitting in front of them? What a glorious position you have. Then when I hear such comments, then I feel really very much encouraged. My God, so I am right here sitting and looking at them. But do I have that kind of gratefulness that I have been given this kind of opportunity to be here, and I don't deserve it anyway, but still, that is their mercy. So therefore, at any given situation, we can always find some good qualities and some inabilities also. But Vaishnava is supposed to be adosha darshi. What is dosha? Dosha is inability or a fault. Adosha, there are no faults. And we have to see that. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is glorified as Ajata Shatru also. Ajata Shatru means he doesn't have any enemies. Then what about all these Kauravas and Duryodhana and Dushyasana? Of course, they considered Yudhishthira and other Pandavas as their enemies, but he never considered them, Duryodhana, Dushyasana and company, as his enemies. That is Ajata Shatru. So, Ajata Shatru quality is such a thing, so it is simply unimaginable one, someone to possess this kind of a thing. Or at least one can become adosha darshi. Adoshadarshi means doshas are there. Doshas are there, but he is not seeing them. He is not seeing the faults. So just like a mother, she may be doing all kinds of services to her child. She may be getting at 1 or 2 in the midnight and cleaning the stool and urine of her baby. But still, she sees that, okay, my dear baby. And in fact, it is said that, of course, when we smell, we should not, but if we at all, if we pass by, the smell of the stool is horrible. But for mother, that is like that chatushtama. That means there are 4 very fragrant things. Then karpura and chandan and aguru and kasturi. When you mix all 4 of them, the chandan itself is so fragrant. Aguru and all these substances are so very fragrant. And when mother, if she happens to smell that stool of a baby, she feels that I have tasted and smelled these 4 substances. Why? Is it really that she is smelling that? No, actually, she smells the same thing what we smell also. But her heart is so broad, she doesn't smell that abominable substance. She sees only good in that. So therefore, one reason why Lord Jagannath has big eyes, of course he has lotus eyes, that is for the right reason, because he is Aravindaksha. But another reason, what I heard was that he has so big eyes that he wants to see if there is something good in one particular person. Even if it is not there, he just wants to see where is it, that one good quality, one at least something is there, so that I can bestow him mercy. That is the reason why Lord Jagannath has such big eyes. Why big eyes? Because if there is nothing, then we make our eyes big and let me see if there is something. Of course, if something is seen immediately, then we don't have to increase the size of the eyes. But living entity doesn't have, as such, good qualities. But still, Lord is very, very anxious to see them, interested to see those good qualities. Therefore, he opens his broad eyes and looks at the living entities, just to see if there is any good quality in them. So therefore, we have heard this story, let us hear it once again, that once Dronacharya told Yudhishthir and Duryodhan. He told Yudhishthir, go and get one good person in this entire creation. Go and just find out if there is one good person. And he goes out and he tells something different to Duryodhana. He told Duryodhana to find one good person. And he tells Yudhishthira to go and get one bad person. And they search and search. They both came back empty handed. He said, what? Why? Why didn't you get one good person and bad person? Of course, Duryodhana said, I searched the whole world, but I didn't see any good person. I found only one person, that is me, therefore I have come alone. I am the only good person in the entire creation. And Yudhishthira, what did he say? I searched the entire universe, entire planet, but I didn't see any bad person. So therefore, I have at least brought one bad person, that is myself. So, of course, these stories are there, but we also need to know that how it is very important to understand that we should always try to see good in others, and that will help us. Because even when Lord Krishna appeared, he could have just smashed Kaliya. He could have smashed all other demons, which he smashed. But amongst all the demons, Krishna spared only one demon, that is Kaliya. Why Kaliya? Because he created the biggest disaster in Vrindavan. When he came, other demons, they came, they tried, and before even they could do anything to any devotees, Krishna smashed them all. We have heard all those stories. But Kaliya is that one person who came and not only created his disasters, but he actually killed so many cows, so many calves, so many cowherd boys, and even the birds and other creatures were also affected. That was how much he was poisonous. And it is very interesting to see that how Krishna did not kill him. He just danced on his heads and he smashed his ego, but he spared him. Why? Because he saw that the wives of Kaliya are praying to him, that, my dear Lord, will you please, some or other, forgive this person. And after Lord Krishna hears the prayers of these Nagapatnis, then he decides, okay, let me spare him. So he spared him. Otherwise, he would also was killed. So that means, even the devotees, they see good in such people. That they were, and Krishna sees that this Kaliya is connected to these wives, and these wives are my devotees. So therefore, let us spare him. So he spared him. So therefore, although there are so many, there are not even one good quality in the character of Kaliya, but only one thing is that he is connected to devotees. And that is the reason he was spared. And not only that, the Lord rides on Garuda. He is called as Garuda Vahan. But at times, sometimes he rides on Kaliya. Also, that is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, he rides on Kaliya, but in some cases, Lord Krishna rides on Kaliya. So, he became the personal carrier of the Supreme Lord. That is the position Kaliya got at last. So therefore, if one is somehow or other connected to devotee, so then there is all hope in one's life. So also we see in the life of Putana. Putana came, of course, only for the purpose of killing Krishna. She had poison in her breast. She wanted to kill Krishna. But only one good thing she did, that knowingly or unknowingly, she took the garb of a mother and she entered Vrindavan. And she was so beautiful, even Mother Yashoda and other all cowherd ladies, they got confused. They thought that, is this person some goddess of fortune or what, walking into Vrindavan? And they just handed over her, handed Krishna to her, and thinking that she is anyway mother, and actually she revealed her real form, and she wanted to kill Krishna. She fed her milk, and in return what happened, Krishna sucked her life here. But at the same time, he saw some good in her. He didn't, in the sense that totally annihilated her. Of course, she had to be killed. That was her destiny. But in return, what she got, she became the assistant of Mother Yashoda in the spiritual world. Dhatri, she became assistant to Mother Yashoda. That was the position given by Lord Krishna. So what good qualities were there in Putana? That only one, she took a garb of a devotee. Or not even a devotee, a mother. And for Krishna, that was sufficient. Okay, let me give her mercy. And this is the Lord we are worshipping. Similarly, we also, because we are worshipping such a broad-hearted Lord, So it is our duty also to become little broad hearted, to see good in others, even if there is some fault. Even if there is some fault. So, sometime before our right here, right now it is Vrindavan Garden, Vrindavan Forest. Previously it was what? It was simply a garbage. And one fine day, you know, we were told to clean that area. His Holiness personally, Radhana Swami Maharaj, took us there and we were told to clean up that area. And of course that was done, but later on he personally guided what kind of, you know, trees should be there. Tamal trees are there, kadamba trees and coconut trees and so many other beautiful trees are there. And now it has become Vrindavan Forest. Not only that, there are temples of Vrindavan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Shad Goswami and other dioramas are also kept. And Kalia is also there. Kalia pond is also there. So, garbage like kind of a thing was converted into a beautiful forest of Vrindavan. So, we would have just neglected it. Okay, let us. But no. But some or other, no. They took the trouble of going there and understanding how to, you know, some or other restore this place. So it became Vrindavan Forest. So in the episode of this Brahma running after his own daughter, of course it is certainly a serious thing happening. So that goes to show that how this material energy is so powerful. Even Supreme Lord Brahma, I mean Lord Brahma who is the first living entity supposed to be knowing all the Vedas, and he is running after his own daughter. And then Lord Shiva, that Mohini Murti comes and Lord Shiva leaves. Parvati and all the other sages are there and he runs after her. And Bhishma is supposed to be greatest of all the warriors. And he even defeated Parashuram, and he is defeated by his own grandson Arjuna. So what happened? So that is the power of the Lord. If Lord wants to show that he will take the best of the examples, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Bhishma Dev, and he wants to show that, see, if these people are under the grip of material nature, what to speak of anybody else? Such of the greatest of the personalities are, you know, finding so difficult to bear the consequences, face the material energy, what to speak of others. Therefore, all these pastimes are taking place, maybe some for other reason, but the reason, the main important reason is that we can learn our own lessons. So once Srila Prabhupada was sitting with his disciples, a room conversation, and some of his disciples were sitting, and Pishima entered. You know Pishima? She is sister of Srila Prabhupada. And as soon as she heard, she is actually elder to Srila Prabhupada, I believe. As soon as she entered, and all the disciples of Prabhupada, they got up and they started leaving the room. And Prabhupada said, oh, come on, where are you going? He said, no, no, your sister has come, so you please be with her, you talk to her. No, 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 you please sit here. And why, they didn't understand why Prabhupada is saying, you know, anyway we don't understand what they speak, they are going to speak in Bengali only. We won't be able to hear, understand anything. But still Prabhupada says, no, you sit here. And Mataji came and she discussed with Prabhupada whatever she wanted to tell. And then after some time she left. And the disciples, they are still sitting there only. And then Prabhupada said, Matra swastra duhitrava na viviktasane bhavit balavan indriya gramo vidvam sam apikarshati. He quoted this verse. which is from Manu Samhita, and also it is quoted in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Matra Swasra Duhitrava. That means one should not sit on the same platform with one's own mother, daughter, and sister. Because Balavan Indriya Gramo, the senses are so powerful that one may lose control. Even if he is Vidvamsa, even if he is a learned person. So therefore, Acharyas have set the example how one should behave in this world. So, in a life of a devotee, the other day, when in our Brahmachari class, Gaurangpur was speaking about a life of a devotee, which consists of four things. He was telling that form, storm, reform and perform. So if you take the example of sons of Marichi, they were direct sons of Marichi, that means they were so exalted. They must be living somewhere in the upper planetary system, even above Swargaloka. That is some Janaloka, Tapaloka or Maharloka, they must be living there. That means they had association of all the great sages. Vasishta, Vishwamitra, Bhrigu and Atri and all these great souls. And his own father, Marichi, is also there. They had been given this form, in the sense, a beautiful setting to perfect their lives. But then the storm came in their life, biggest of the storm. What happened? They see what happened with Lord Brahma, and then they laughed at it. And then the storm, it took them, it was so huge, that storm. Though they were living in the planet, I know, upper planetary system, they came to this earth planet and they were killed. Again they were sent to the Sutala planet. That was how powerful this storm was. And then they had to reform, because Krishna personally took interest in their case, because Mother Deku was taking interest in their case. So therefore, they were reformed. They understood their faults, and they realized their mistakes, and then they were sent back to their heaven, where they were supposed to be there and supposed to render services. And after the reform, one can actually perform devotional service to the Lord. So no matter who one is, one has to undergo all these four: form, storm, reform and perform. Of course, for pure devotees, they don't have to go through storm and then reform. They are actually already performing devotional service. But to set an example, they also sometimes undergo storm and reform. So that, you know, we can learn from them that it is not just jumping from form to directly perform devotional service. But in there are two more steps, which are like very necessary. So, therefore it is better to understand one's own position in significance. Therefore Jiva Goswami quotes that devotional service is very simple: attentive chanting and attentive dealing. In essence, what is devotional service? Attentive chanting, attentive dealings. So we are supposed to chant the holy names attentively. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. Which we are trying to do. We are trying to concentrate our minds on chanting of the holy names. And at the same time, we are attentively deal with everything else. Everything else is a personal, paraphernalia of the Lord. Tadiya. And what is the best of the tadiyas, paraphernalia of the Lord? Which one is the best? Lord's ornaments, Lord's garments, Lord's Mahaprasad. What is the best? The devotees. Devotees are the dearest, most of all, best of the tadiyas of the Lord. So when we deal with the devotees very attentively also, just like we chant attentively, so when we deal with the devotees, that means not finding faults with them, but to glorify them. When one does it, then one's life can become perfect and one can achieve the supreme mercy of the Lord. So therefore, it is very simple. Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, it is simple for the simple. One who is simple-hearted can appreciate the simpleness of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, let us take the lessons from this episode of not finding faults with others and not commit any Vaishnava prada and perfect one's life. So at this point, I would like to take this opportunity to beg from all of you, if I may have committed any offenses knowingly or unknowingly or find faults with others, so please forgive me for my any such faults and such aparadas, offenses. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. His Holiness Sri Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Swami Maharaj ki. Hare Krishna. Beep, beep.